For now, we're going to have a chat about a bit more of a current issue, probably the biggest issue that's certainly getting supporters talking this week, and, you know, with good reason. Supporters are the ones, obviously, who put the money in, and when it comes to season tickets, they're usually a talking point in any normal season when fans are, you know, worried about having to pay more for their season ticket or what they're going to get in the coming season. But even more so, you know, it's been amplified by, you know, so much this season because of what's going on in the world and what's going on in the Scottish game, and, you know, certain clubs offering different things next season with the prospect of games being played behind closed doors. We're going to have a bit of a chat about what various clubs are planning and, you know, what's going to happen with these games that look like they're going to be played behind closed doors. Effectively, you know, there's a few clubs, Celtic, Hibs, Rangers, St Mirren are the ones I picked out. I just had a quick look on their various Twitter feeds and their websites, and those four clubs are offering, you know, this digital alternative. I think Celtic referred to it as a virtual service of the season ticket, making it out to be this massive, you know, complimentary thing on top of what you're getting, when the reality is that it's a substitute for, you know, what you'd normally get, which is actually getting to see the games. Aberdeen have offered the same thing. Kilmarnock, you know, I think similar, although they're keeping their cards a wee bit closer to their chest. Hamilton Accies, as we know, aren't even doing season tickets next season. We'll talk about them in a wee minute. And Motherwell as well, we'll come on to them because they're offering something a wee bit better for their supporters as well. First of all, Craig, we'll get you in. What do you think about, you know, the current situation of season tickets? I know you have a season ticket at Ibrox. How are you feeling about, you know, the current situation?
It's just, I know we obviously spoke one of the videos we done before as well about, it's just, it's such a strange situation, and as fans, obviously, you appreciate the fact that the clubs and the people who have been making these decisions at the clubs have got quite a job on their hands to get it right. I know, obviously, we had a bit more kind of contact from the club anyway, season ticket holders. We had a video from Stuart Robertson, basically, yeah, being a bit more vocal about the kind of plans. I know, obviously, he said if anyone needs the refund for the games missed last season, that will be made available to any fan, but kind of ensured us that money will be going towards, obviously, investing in the playing squad and the stadium. And he outlined some plans that they've got for work that's going to be getting done at Ibrox. But, yeah, I mean, we did speak about it before as well, Hamish, about his Old Firm fans. Obviously, the renewals came out before there was really any word from the club or anyone what was going to be happening next season. Then we kind of trickled through info via the Aberdeen message to their supporters about we're now looking at January as a best case scenario for getting back to the games. My kind of gripe with it was that for Old Firm fans anyway, maybe the kind of the reason why you would happily pay your normal season ticket price is to guarantee that you have got a seat to go back to, obviously, when we're able to get back to the football. What I maybe like to see from the clubs are just some, I mean, surely there's got to be something. Like, I know we're going to come on to what Motherwell are doing, which is great. There's got to be something here because, yeah, it's tough times for everyone. I know, obviously, a lot of fans will happily kind of put the money into the club, and so will I. I've renewed my season ticket. But, yeah, I think it's just maybe a little bit more of the clubs working together with the fans here to get the best solution for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing fans understand at the moment, is that it's a, you know, unprecedented situation, and it's, you know, it's not as if this is a, unlike a lot of the problems that Scottish football faced in the past, and, you know, individual clubs have faced in the past, it's not a self-inflicted issue. This, it's something that's just, you know, happened. It's out with Scottish football, it's out with football, and it's out with sport in general. This is just a consequence of what's going on in the wider world, and I think fans realise that in general. And for me, that, you know, as you say, Craig, that you've signed up anyway, and I think fans want to help their club as well in this situation, but there's also got to be, you know, the element of the club perhaps not taking the piss. And we know that Scottish football clubs can take the piss with their paying punters or their supporters, however you want to put it. And, you know, I'm just fearful that this is perhaps happened again and there's maybe not been enough thought. Now, I get it, it's still early and we're only in, you know, mid-June, and I think the majority of season ticket renewals aren't till the end of the month, so we may get something in, you know, the coming weeks, but it seems like a lot of the clubs are keeping their cards close to their chest at the moment, but still expecting, you know, fans to fork out the money. Is that kind of how you see it, Fisher?
Yeah, kind of along the similar lines of Craig. I've renewed my season ticket and I'm in a very fortunate position whereby, even though the club have said, you know, if you need refunds, we'll give you it, I don't. And I'm happy with Rangers to keep the money. I just wasn't particularly impressed with the whole "we'll give you a £25 voucher."
I was looking online. Was that like a backtrack from the club? Because the way I saw it at the start, they were saying effectively you would get a £25 voucher as compensation for missing the 5 home games at the end of the season. And now, you might correct me, but now as I understand it, the £25 is almost an incentive not to get a refund.
Yeah,
but if you want a refund, you're entitled to it now, and you'll get cash in hand.
Yeah, well, I think that was the case. Craig might be able to correct me, but I think it was kind of along the lines of the original email that refunds weren't really mentioned until the Stuart Robertson interview. And then, as I say, even in that, I wouldn't say it was emotional blackmail, but it was very much the case of, yeah, if you keep the money in the club, look what we can do. Like, obviously, we're obliged to give you a refund, but look what we can do for you. In terms of putting the team in the park and stuff like that. But as I say, the football clubs are businesses and it is understandable. And at the end of the day, a lot of the football clubs do need the supporters to keep putting in the money. I just think there could have been more joined up thinking from everyone in terms of how to handle this, how to proceed, because there seems to be a bit of a disconnect. And I mean, we've seen that with the whole voting thing a month or so back, and it's kind of fed into this as well, whereby, you know, we're still talking about things like reconstruction and legal matters, and we're not really focusing on that, but at the same time, I should say, there's still this thing in the background of what are we going to do about season ticket holders, what are we going to do about when can fans come back, how are we going to kind of provide streams to season ticket holders. It's just all a bit up in the air, which in one sense is understandable because this is a completely unprecedented situation, but certainly I think going forward there needs to be a bit more joined up thinking by everybody.
I mean, is it completely unrealistic of me to think, and I know that, you know, every club will do what's best for their own situation, I know that some clubs are better off financially, and Motherwell are a good example that we'll come on to later, but is it naive of me to think that the SPFL could have come up with a solution that all clubs could have adopted for this, so that fans of Hamilton, fans of Rangers, fans of St Mirren are all getting the same thing next season? If they can't get to games and see games in the flesh, they get a link to watch games online. And I know that's probably what's going to happen with the majority of clubs, but I just think it would have been nice to have everyone in the same boat at this, you know, struggling period, rather than some clubs offering better deals than others, some not doing season tickets at all, some doing pay at the gate all season. It just seems a bit messy to me, and I know it's a messy situation, but I don't know, it'd just be nice to maybe see every club adopting almost the same kind of, or the same idea effectively. You guys, as you say, are both got season tickets. How do you feel about forking out £500 and having no guarantees of seeing a single minute of football next season?
I mean, from my point of view, as I mentioned, I'm in the fortunate position whereby, you know, I'm not saying it's not a hit for me, because it is, but I'm in a fortunate position whereby it's not as kind of devastating a financial hit as it would be for others. That won't be the case moving forward, if heaven forbid we ever end up in a situation like this again, but for the moment, I'm okay with it. As long as obviously the club continues to be transparent in terms of where the money's going, in terms of playing squad, infrastructure, obviously there's a lot of plans involving Rangers at the moment in terms of 2022 because of the anniversary and things like that. So I'm okay with it at the moment, but I realise that I'm in a fortunate position. And listen, there's been a lot of stuff that you see in social media about guys that get refunds aren't as big as supporters or whatever. I think that's complete nonsense, because at the minute you need to look out for what's best for your individual situation. And I would say anybody that gets a refund or anything like that, if they're struggling, is perfectly entitled to it. But I'm okay with it at the moment. But I just sometimes think that Rangers, just speaking from my own experience as a Rangers supporter, should be more engaged with the support over stuff like that. And they are trying, and I do understand that, but yeah, at the moment I'm all right with it, but you know, hopefully we do see a bit of a return for it.
Craig?
I'm the same as Fish, to be honest. I'm okay with it at the minute. Obviously, as I said, I've renewed my season ticket. I think we were having this conversation maybe before we had the kind of supporters update, that video. I don't know about you, Fisher, but I quite enjoyed that. I thought it was good, quite thorough, and kind of giving us a bit more of an insight into kind of where the money's going. Obviously, every fan would want to see it going into the squad as well, but Ibrox is in desperate need of a facelift, to be honest, the surrounding area as well. And it was good to see these plans and get a bit of an insight into that. But at the end of the day, I still just feel like it's a bit of an elephant in the room that you're asking people to, or people have already forked out between, kind of, I think it's right up to about £700 now for a season ticket at Ibrox, in your more expensive seats, with the potential being that, well, right now, best case scenario, half of the season is going to be behind closed doors. So I just think there's got to be a bit more going forward, a bit more give from the club in that, whether that be that kind of you've got money off of your season ticket for the next couple of seasons, or obviously Rangers have brought out this kind of My Jersey thing. There's some I don't know, you get some benefits via that, for obviously the fact that you're paying full price for a season ticket but not being able to go to the games. So yeah, I'm the same as Fisher. I'm all right with it just now. Obviously, as I say, I've renewed. I think everyone's just in the same boat. You're just kind of plugging away just now and hoping we can get back to normal as quickly as possible. And hopefully the insight and the update that we got from Stuart Robertson is a sign of kind of things to come in terms of just being more engaged with the fans and keeping us in the loop, really, with what's going on and where the money's going.
I think that's the important thing, is, you know, the transparency from the various clubs. We'll go on to Motherwell then, because they are, you know, offering, they probably come out of this, you know, the best out of any of the clubs. And, you know, I said earlier, I realise that they're probably in the, you know, one of the best financial positions of all teams in Scotland at the moment. And there's also a real feel-good factor around the club, the fact that they finished so highly in the Premiership this season. But effectively, where every other club is offering virtual tickets, a link to watch the games, or a stream on your laptop when fans can't get to the matches for whatever reason. Motherwell are offering this, but also then offering effectively, not refunds, but, you know, compensation the following season, in that, say, if you miss four or five matches next season, then the following season you would get that off your season ticket. Or the thing I liked was, even if you don't want to buy a season ticket the following season, you'll effectively get that amount off single match tickets until you use your amount up. So that was a really good move from Motherwell, and they've rightly got, you know, a lot of praise in the press and among Scottish football fans. Fisher, should more teams be doing this? Is this the bare minimum that teams should be doing for fans?
I think it's certainly very forward thinking, and it's a very fresh approach. I think it's maybe easier for a club in Motherwell, like Motherwell, to offer that, as opposed to maybe it is for teams like, well, for Rangers and Celtic. But certainly I think any other club out with the Old Firm should be looking at that model, and seeing how they can replicate it. Even Rangers and Celtic should be looking at it. I'm reading it before they came on there, reading about the idea of it. As I say, it is very fresh, very forward thinking, and actually the best thing about it is it's just a bit of common sense, and you're just rewarding match going fans. And what that does with the club is build up a bit of positive feeling, and it shows the supporters that the club obviously does care, which is good to see. So full credit to Motherwell for that. If they could introduce something like that with obviously me and Craig's team, that would be great. Whether I highly doubt that would be the case, but full credit goes to Motherwell. I think it's a very innovative and fresh approach, and it's good to see.
Yeah, I mean, we'll keep it to, you know, the entire Scottish football, because it's easy for us three team fans of, you know, the big two in Glasgow to make it just about those two teams. There's obviously fans of other teams that will be watching, but there's a couple of things that sprung out for me just when I was looking at various announcements, and just daft wee things like, you know how you pay more money for your season ticket if you're in a good area of the ground as opposed to being stuck in a corner or in the top tier or whatever at the bigger grounds. It seems daft to me that fans are still paying more for, you know, better seats when they're effectively getting the same link to watch the game in their laptop. That doesn't make a great deal of sense to me. I get that, you know, concessions and, you know, over 65s or whatever should still pay less money because that's the same situation. Nothing's changed for them. But that doesn't make sense for me in terms of all adult tickets, you know, varying from, you know, say 400 to 600 or whatever. I think there maybe should be a one-size-fits-all, certainly for the time before we can get fans back into grounds. I don't think it's fair that some fans are paying, say, £25 per match for an internet stream, whereas others are maybe paying 20 or whatever. That doesn't make sense to me at all. And there was a few other issues as well. The fact that, from what I read, and Celtic are slightly different to a lot of other clubs here, in that, from what it seems, Celtic will be offering a separate service to their season ticket holders, a season ticket holder TV, if you like, in comparison to Celtic TV. This is why they've hired Sunset and Vine, the BT Sport company who did their Premiership coverage and their Europa League coverage as well. So Celtic seem as if they'll be keeping this Sunset and Vine coverage with, you know, Chris Sutton and Daryl Curry, etc., for only their season ticket holders, whereas other fans will get, you know, the normal Celtic TV. And it seems like every other club, I know Rangers and Kilmarnock and Aberdeen certainly as well, are all effectively, by the looks of things, are just going to use their normal club channel, and effectively season ticket holders will get a link to the club channel. But I mean, with the Saturday 3 p.m. blackout, effectively is going to be abolished as far as I understand. What's to stop fans just getting, you know, links to watch games on a Saturday at 3 o'clock? Fans that don't have a season ticket effectively getting to see these games for free. I mean, we know how readily available links for these games are online, and we also know, I mean, we're on Zoom right now, we know how easily you can get a Zoom call with your mates and share a screen if one of you has the passcode or whatever. So those are issues for me. How do they try and make sure that fans who are paying, you know, the season ticket amount of £25 per game, how do they make sure that they get value for money while other supporters are also getting some sort of value for money? Because, you know, the bigger clubs have a real overseas support, people in America, Canada, Australia watching games. And do they then miss out because the club can't show certain games here, because then season ticket holders will be getting disadvantaged and they'll be wondering what they're getting extra for their money? So it's just, I know that's quite complicated, but it's just, you know, the way my mind works. I was trying to work that out, and it just seems like a really awkward situation for the club. Have you got any solutions, Craig?
I would love to say yes, but no, I get 100% get what you're saying, because at the end of the day, the overseas fans that's what they've got, a virtual season ticket, isn't it? So your fans at home, how do they get where does the value come from for what? I know we keep kind of referring up to obviously the old gum fans, but the money that they'll be paying for a season ticket.
Another really good point I saw someone make online that nobody has thought about apart from this guy. Your club's biggest games, no matter what team you are, your club's biggest games, in theory, are usually broadcast in Sky. So if you're paying for your season ticket, it's all well and good for the club saying, oh, you'll get access to watch this game online anyway, but you're not going to bother watching it on Red TV or Killy TV if it's on Sky. So you're effectively getting fleeced with these games. And usually, you know, again, I don't want to bring it back to Celtic Rangers, but every, you know, derby is on telly. But if you bring it to Killy every time Rangers and Celtic visit Rugby Park, that's on telly. If you're obviously there's no Hibs Hearts game next season, but if in a normal situation, every Edinburgh derby would be on the telly. So these games that you're fucked out for and you won't get to go to, it's all well and good the club saying, oh, we'll give you a link online, but they're on Sky Sports anyway, so you get to see it anyway if you couldn't. So,
it's tough. That was one of the things that I was thinking about as well, because I know obviously when the kind of news broke that we'd managed to sort this deal with Sky, and I think it was more a case of, yes, we've got a bit of actual news and it's starting to become clearer what next season is going to look like. When you got into the kind of nitty gritty of what the deal actually looked like, what you're saying there, Hamish, about especially when the Old Firm teams go and play away, that game is, well, they are, every away game that Rangers Celtic play is going to be on the telly, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, well, this would be good for the smaller teams, where if they've got a chance to bring in some extra revenue from being able to obviously sell, I don't know if it would be one-off tickets or whatever. But then it's,
why would you buy it? Because it's on Sky.
That's what I mean, exactly. Yeah. But then there are other games that, yeah, that would be a chance for them to maybe even get more viewers than they would have supporters at the ground if we were able to go. But then you find out that it's actually capped. At the amount of season tickets he sold last season, and you're just thinking, I mean, surely that's, I don't know if that can even happen, or if that, like a negotiation of that part, because for me it just doesn't make any sense. That this is, the whole point of this is trying to find a solution to be able to make up for the losses that a lot of clubs are going to have in Scotland by not being able to get fans through the gates. So yeah, I don't know. I know I've just kind of spouted a lot of thoughts as well and not really got much solution, but we're not the ones being paid to come up with that solution at the moment. Yeah. So you would hope that these conversations are happening and we can come up with something that sorts it out as best we can.
I mean, the thought was, the rumours are that capping of games is through Sky. I can't think of any other reason other than Sky wanting to, you know, protect their own value for the coming seasons. I can't think, because the clubs, I mean, we know Scottish clubs do some daft things at times, but surely the clubs wouldn't be turning away supporters who would be happy to pay to see matches, because you could open it up to the rest of the world in theory, couldn't you? You could offer this to the rest of the world, because it doesn't matter if you're in, you know, Australia, Canada, USA, you could still, you know, be paying the money to watch the games. And fair enough, they may be paying more than they were previously when it was maybe a monthly deal or whatever, but you could open it up to the rest of the world. But, you know, another big issue that I'm thinking of that's been raised by fans is this one about, you know, multiple season ticket holders in the one household still having to fork out for, say if you only have three, for example, a dad and two sons or whatever, watching the team week to week, got three season tickets, they only need one link to watch the game online, although it seems in most circumstances, I'm yet to see a single club in Scotland say otherwise, that these people will still have to fork out for three links to watch the game online. So if they only need one link, do they then start selling them to other fans? You almost have like a black market of, you know, Scottish football games getting sold. It's crazy, Fisher.
Yeah, I think the clubs just need to try and work out a best case scenario. I mean, you're not going to, there's just no feasible way clubs can get around folk gathering or non-season ticket holders gathering in season ticket holders' houses. There's just no kind of feasible way that clubs can accommodate all sort of situations, in terms of if they start blocking sort of VPNs, then you are going to actually cost real fans that are abroad, not just somebody sitting in Glasgow that's taking a holiday, do you know what I mean, to America for an hour and a half. So it's difficult. They just need to work best case scenario and just try and make the best of it.
The final thing that doesn't sit well, can you tell I've been thinking about this quite a lot over the last 48 hours or so, the final thing that doesn't sit well with me is the most basic thing about it is effectively, I don't like the way clubs are putting out this link to watch a game online, which is, you know, a replacement for what you pay a season ticket for, which is to get to see the games live. I don't like the way clubs are, you know, promoting this as, you know, an enhancement to your season ticket or an addition, or I think Rangers or Celtic called it a complimentary addition or something like that. Just call it what it is. Say that it's, you know, a replacement. Don't try and glam it up just to make folk think, oh, I'm getting something new with a season ticket, when the reality is they're getting the absolute opposite of something new. You know, it's something completely, taken down from a normal season ticket when you normally get to go to games. This is just, you know, the polar opposite of something new. So I don't like that. And I also don't like the fact that they're almost just saying, or they are saying to fans, that, you know, your season ticket amount that you paid to get to see a game of football is what it will cost you for an internet link. And, you know, say it's £20, £25, that's an okay amount, I think we'll all agree, if not a little bit in the high side, but we'll happily pay it to see a game of football every single or every second Saturday at home. You'll happily go, because it's a whole experience of going to the game, chatting to the folk next to you, getting to see a game, getting to see the whole picture that you only get when you go and watch a game live in the stadium. But paying £25 for an internet link is crazy. I mean, you wouldn't do that unless it was a massive game, especially when links are going for free, and especially when you then multiply it by the whole thing. If you've got four season ticket holders in one house, you're looking at someone forking out over £100 for one 90 minutes of football. Yeah. I mean, what's that? A pound a minute of a game of football just to watch a game against, you know, say Hamilton at home to Ross County on your laptop? Like, it's just totally crazy, and it's just taking advantage of football fans for me, and I don't like it. And I know it's a difficult one for clubs. Could they have subsidised it and brought it down to a tenner or £15 even per match? Then obviously that would have cost clubs into the millions, I'm sure, for a season. It's a lot of money, but you know, is it worth it? It's a difficult one, trying to, you know, choose between your financial stability and your financial future, and also not taking the piss out of fans. But I think fans understand the situation, and fans would happily pay a wee bit more. But I just think £25 to watch 90 minutes of football on a laptop is just scandalous for me.
I totally agree, and that's what I mean about the kind of elephant in the room, if at all. It's as if, like, well, when are you going to kind of talk about the fact that that's what we are paying for, effectively, as you say. Basically, it's just that for Rangers anyway, Celtic, it's just a subscription to Rangers TV and Celtic TV, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Which you would get overseas, kind of thing. I remember when Rangers played Midtjylland, I think you'll give me that pronunciation, but Midgetlander, nah, that's horrendous, you're damn man. But at the start of the season, obviously the away game was on Rangers TV, and I think it was like a £10 or £12 or something, to watch that game. And actually, at the time, I was like, that's a wee bit steep for watching it on a stream, sounding like a bit tight-fisted here. But you know what I mean? But as you say, I think as you were saying, and as we've said before as well, like, fans are going to be understanding in this situation. You maybe pay a wee bit extra than you would do. Well, like, when would you ever usually pay for a stream for a game? But obviously that's the situation we're in. And I just think, I think that's something that obviously needs to be addressed. Find a bit of common ground here. The fans are willing to obviously help the club, like we've said, paid the season ticket money. But there just needs to be a bit more of, I know we said at the start of the video as well, a bit more of working together to kind of get the best solution, because... Yeah, the point about multiple fans in the same household, it just kind of highlights how kind of ludicrous the situation can actually become.
Yeah. I mean, the one I thought away straight away thinking of ideas was, you know, pay full price for your season ticket next year and, you know, the normal price, and then we'll give you, like Motherwell, what Motherwell have done, basically. Yeah. But even if you make it, even if you go like a step less than Motherwell, almost, don't go quite as far out as they did, and just say you'll get the money off next season ticket, you're then almost, you know, encouraging supporters to buy a season ticket, you know, the following season, and surely you can make your money back that way, because, you know, you're more likely to buy a season ticket if you've got £100 off it or whatever. And I think fans would just appreciate that honesty, and I think that's kind of the main thing that we're talking about, Fisher.
Yeah, I think as long as the clubs stay kind of transparent with supporters, and just be honest, because I think that, as we've kind of touched on, the majority of supporters, or pretty much all the supporters, realise it's a tough time for the club.
Yeah.
And supporters want to help clubs out. That's kind of one of the things about football, is your loyalty doesn't really waver regardless of the situation. Yeah. And the situation is at the moment that there's no football, but fans still want to help out. And obviously fans are just desperate to see the football. It's not going to be the same until we get back to the stadiums, but I think the clubs do have a duty to their supporters, especially, well, to all their supporters, but to the season ticket holders, you know, the guys that go week in, week out, to just be honest with them and try and do the best they can. As we've kind of touched on, not all there are a lot of situations that are unavoidable in terms of folk gathering in people's houses, but if the clubs do their best and are honest, then I'd struggle to see what more we can ask for at this point.